Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. John just came over to set up for whom, and I wanted to say happy birthday, honey. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, John.
Oh, and Vinny says happy birthday, too. If you put on your headphones, you... And now it's time for the news. Here we go.
I'm sorry you have to turn 56. It doesn't seem right. I mean, it's nice to see another
that
year
you're
of...
still alive.
Wait a minute,
right?
I thought I was 50.
56. Woof.
Oh, I'm 50.
Oh!
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. That's one way to handle it. I'm with you. Good job.
No. Yeah, 56 sucks. Thank you, Finn.
All right, and now it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They've been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs to keep people in their homes and keep local businesses in business.
Thank you, Fremont Bank.
Good job, Fremont Bank. So here's what's happening. We'll begin real quick with TV tonight. Miami plays Boston in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight around 4 o'clock start time.
Go Celtics.
That's basketball. But anyway. And then, yes, there is football on after that, and that is Cincinnati versus Cleveland. I don't know. Yeah,
yay.
I mean, it's football. I mean, we'll see. It's a very interesting time as everyone's looking to ratings and seeing that no one has the same habits that they once did. And that's affecting all manner of stuff,
that's
including
right.
The NFL, which is the NFL is unstoppable when it comes to ratings. And yet we're also seeing a weird transfer in time to people using phones and tablets and other ways that you watch stuff.
Right.
And that's not necessarily showing up in the ratings the way that you'd like to see. It's not counted.
It's harder to get, right. It's harder if there's a million ways to watch something. How do you count all of those up and add them together?
And I do believe that there are a lot of people our age who would say, why would you ever watch anything on a phone? And if you talk to someone who's in their 20s or maybe even a little younger, they'll say,
That's the only place I would watch something.
Yeah, because that's my phone, because I use that all the time, every day.
Right up until you start watching stuff on there, you know, you wind up watching YouTube videos and you realize, you know, you just hold it. It might as well be a big screen. It's taking up as much room in your vision because you're holding it close to your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It'll all be fine.
Right. Well, I've told the story many times about my buddy. I walked into his house when we were about to go mountain biking, and there was his son Marcus watching his phone, and the TV's right around the corner, and it's huge, a beautiful huge TV.
Who
and he's just watching his phone.
I can walk around, I can pause it, I can walk and do stuff. It's fine.
It doesn't seem to bother the young set, so I don't know how the ratings are going to look. It's going to be an interesting season with the pandemic and the change in viewing habits as well. Speaking of the young set, they say here that, and we've already discussed this to some extent, the majority of young adults under 30 are living with their parents now. That's the reality.
The majority, yes.
The majority of young adults under
30. So that people between 20 and 30, young adults?
Yeah, I guess. Sure. So this trend was already in place prior to the coronavirus shutdowns, but this year has made that trend worse. Obviously, young college graduates have had trouble finding... Look, in the Bay Area, too, we've got a lot of tech jobs. So this may not seem as clear here as it is outside of the Bay Area, where there's way less jobs for young people coming out of school. That's just the reality. And then on top of that, you're looking at layoffs due to this pandemic, and it's even worse for young people. So there's going to be a serious divide. And we talked also earlier, this was real early this morning, about the fact that the coronavirus has sort of given people a built-in excuse to just stop doing stuff, stop pursuit of jobs, stop pursuit of school. And right. I hate to see that and how that's going to affect people. I don't like it. I really don't like it. Young people, though, who are coming up now are being seen, at least among themselves, as losers, ranging from not having your own house to the student debt you're carrying to, you know, I mean, how are you going to ask a person out if you are living at home?
It does make it more difficult, Ben. Your love life is squashed. Although these days, yeah, we're all sitting in the house anyway. I mean, I guess people are still on dating apps and stuff. And clearly not everyone's taking it as seriously as we are as far as the whole stay at home thing. But it just seems like everything is squashed down.
Yeah, it's a bummer. So we're coming out of that 08 recession, which caused issues for people in the for young people, you know, and then we're now in a new reality, which is also a major job problem. It's going to be interesting to see how things go for Gen Y. What's your kid?
I don't know. Millennial? No, not a millennial. Gen
no,
Y is after that.
Oh, is that right?
Is he Gen Z?
Gen
I have no idea what. That's up to him to figure out what generation he's in.
All right.
I used to love being
he's
in
definitely
Gen
got work,
we
but he's
people.
A tech guy, right?
Yes, he is. He works at a startup.
Gen Z.
He's a Gen Z guy?
Yep.
All right.
There you go. So Gen Z, if you're in tech, seems to have, you know, plenty of options. If you're not, that's going to be...
Right.
You know, I just don't know. I mean, I was sort of hanging all of my hopes. Since we failed so miserably with the environment and have been recycling to only have that stuff sold to China forever... Are you waving?
I'm sorry. I was waving at Hooman. Hooman just walked by my window. He's good. Oh. I'm sorry. I was waving. I'm waving at Hooman. Sorry about
all right.
that.
A Hooman's in the house.
There's a Hooman in the house, guys.
Anyway, we failed so miserably with recycling, and I was kind of hoping this younger generation was going to come up and just revolutionize environmental care. And now I can see why they'd be like, screw that.
I'm living
at home.
Can't
even find a job. I live with
my
mom.
The only recycling I'm doing is sorting through my mom's recycling.
Right.
To put it in the bin the right week in the split stream.
Real bummer.
Yeah.
Here's some good news. If you're into peanut butter for breakfast, you're most likely a passionate lover. I eat peanut butter in my oatmeal every day. So I guess I'm a passionate lover.
You are very passionate. Oh, let's get Chris on. Let's talk to her about that.
She's unfortunately very busy right now, so I can't get her for you.
Just switch seats. Just go ahead and send her on in.
I don't know that I can do that quickly enough, but yes, they say that you can tell a lot about a person's breakfast foods. Survey found people who eat a bowl of cereal are most likely to be dependable, and the people who eat a banana are most likely stressed.
Oh, well. I'm very dependable, I eat a bowl of cereal every day. Got to have my Raisin Bran.
Keeps it's still Raisin along. Bran. You don't switch up.
You know what? I love other cereals, but to tell you the truth, if I want the benefits of cereal, if I want the benefits of dietary fiber, I got to go. It's the only one that works for me.
I have a couple stories in front of me about Christmas time. One of the stories is a mom who's dealing with the kids who've been shut in. Finally said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to decorate for Christmas. And she did that in an effort.
She has run out of everything to do this year and is already moving on to the holidays. Wow. what is she going to do between the time they're done in about an hour and Christmas?
I don't know. I do
a
know
a really
that.
Long Advent calendar and yes. Those Christmas rings, the red and green construction paper where you take one off every day. That's, oh boy. So today's taken care of. What about tomorrow? Oh, the poor woman.
I feel that lady so much, that just feeling where you go, I'm running out of crap to do with these kids. I don't know what I'm supposed to do anymore. I don't want to play with dolls today. I don't want to.
There's never a day when I want to play with dolls.
Right. So
that's all the days.
So anyway, on top of that, people were asked if it's too early on September 17th to begin putting out Christmas shopping stuff. I think Halloween stuff seems appropriate. I did tell you, you know, the pumpkin patches are starting and that appears to be happening. But the answer is yes, it's too early. People were asked and they said, yeah, it's way too early for Christmas. Do not do it. And women are almost...
If you do it that early, it dulls the whole thing down. Like, I honestly think that October 1st to October 31st should be all about Halloween. If you got to have Halloween, then that's fine. November 1st till whenever Thanksgiving is, it's all about Thanksgiving, gathering, you know, the cornucopia of all the good foods. And then after Thanksgiving is when Christmas should start. I hate this whole, it's still technically summer right now. And we're talking about Christmas? Please stop. Please don't.
Well, and women were twice as likely as men to say it's way too soon. And as you've said many times, Christmas wouldn't happen at your house without you doing everything. So
right.
There it is. It falls on women, and they say, no.
Yeah, no.
We're not ready to do that yet.
Retail's not
our text number
it,
is
going for it.
800-400-3697. We do have a movie review, so I'll try to do a few texts now, and then, sorry everyone, your voice is being replaced by the best movies reviews in the Bay Area.
Yeah!
Hooman.
Yeah.
Does he have a partner today? Normally he has to have a partner.
Yeah, no, it's just Hooman.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, they're out there talking. I better not tune in.
Here's some of the stuff you guys wrote. I started a new job in Riverside County. No one is wearing masks or practicing social distancing. I don't know what to do. They question why I wear a mask. Just wear your mask.
What?
That's all.
Just
look
just
after
your
own safety. Yeah, just, I mean, you know.
But the thing is, you're actually wearing that for other people's safety. That's what you should tell them. Oh, I'm wearing this because I care about other people. I'm wearing this to protect you from me in case I have it. I wish that you would be protecting me from you, but you're not. So if you could stand back a few feet, that'd be great. You know, be nice about it.
408 says, please wish B a happy 19th birthday. Been raised on S&V.
Oh, B. 19.
Happy birthday, B.
You weren't even born when we started here. That is a long time.
Morning. Did y'all already talk about Big Brother in Memphis?
We did. A texter alerted us to that in the 7 o'clock hour, and we... talked about it. I think we're all in agreement. That guy should be kicked off the show. CBS, with all their talk about kindness and blah, 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 that guy's gone. I think he just sunk his own boat. I hope he's gone. Can't stand him anyway. He's a jerk.
I just watched the Big Brother video on TMZ, and it doesn't look to me like Cody reacted at all to correct Memphis for what he said.
Oh, what did you think, Brittany? You watched that whole thing. What I read was that
Yeah, the clip that I watched was super short. I didn't see that hand up or anything, but it was seconds. So they wrapped it up right after the end.
Oh, so as soon as he says that word, they cut it? Because according to the thing I read this morning, he does have some kind of reaction to it.
Yeah, that might be.
And that's when Memphis gets up and sort of gets this sheepish look on his face like, uh-oh,
oops, I think I might have stepped in it. Oh, I forgot there's cameras on us 24/7. The real me. I let them shine through.
Get out.
A lot of people wrote in to say, I don't have his name. Shoot. The original deep voice guy, and they wrote here, hey, Vinny, I'm pretty sure the goofy guy. Sorry, I was just trying to say that the way he looks. And then you hear this voice come out of him, it doesn't. Anyway.
Was he a white guy?
He was. He chose to leave and spend more time with his family or something. So that's why he's not in the band anymore.
That's a likely story.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I don't know why you'd walk away. You're a musician and you finally are in a hit band and you walk away.
Oh, I got to spend more time with my family. Those people fascinate me. I just
unless you're independently wealthy, you don't walk away from a healthy paycheck. That just seems ridiculous. But
maybe he is. Maybe he has a whole other philosophy and he made his $20 million. I don't know what Pentatonix is worth. Probably not nearly that much, but maybe he felt like he made enough. Maybe his wife's independently wealthy.
Except Tears for Fears didn't do Mad World, but Good Guys. What? Yeah, that's a Tears for Fears song.
Agreed.
Mad World is a Tears.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what they're talking about.
All right. Well, some texters don't know stuff.
Yeah, that's weird. Maybe somebody
Downey,
else wrote it.
This is where Travis Scott made his appearance yesterday. Downey is the heart of Los Angeles, and his claim to fame is the birthplace of the Carpenters.
Downey is the birthplace of the Carpenters.
All right.
Why do birds suddenly appear? I love the Carpenters.
You do? All right. Well, there you go. Downey. they birthed the Carpenters. Anyway,
well,
I'm out of time,
Downey.
Everyone, and we'll be hearing Hooman and his three movie reviews coming up, right?
Two, I think. Tenet and Mulan. Is there a third that I...
I think he added one last minute, which was I Want My MTV.
My God. It just keeps getting better. We're
sweetening
the pot.
I got that from your post.
My post? I didn't put up a post about it. I didn't read his post, and I just put that on my story. Got it. All right. Three movies. It just keeps getting better after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.